Al Jazeera Podcasts.
In southern Gaza, where parents have bid emotional farewells to children killed in an Israeli airstrike. Funerals have been held for the 10 Palestinians who died in that attack on Rafah. Most of the dead were young children. Well, that Israeli offensive on Rafah is likely to have been high on the agenda at talks between Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh and the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The 2.5-hour meeting came days after Qatar said it was reassessing its role as a mediator in the war on Gaza. Erdogan's office said the talks were focused on humanitarian aid and how to achieve a ceasefire, as well as efforts for Palestinian unity. At least 10 Palestinians have been killed in a 2-day-long Israeli raid in the occupied West Bank. There has been gunfire and explosions throughout the day Saturday in Tulkarem. Mass arrests have been made at the Nur Shams refugee camp. Israeli forces also raided several homes, and they used bulldozers to destroy homes, shops, as well as other critical facilities. We're just hours away from a vote in the U.S. House of Representatives that could impact conflicts around the world. A $95 billion foreign aid bill has been held up because of divisions between Democrats and Republicans. It's now been split up into 4 separate bills and will go to the Senate if it passes. The House of Representatives is narrowly controlled by the Republicans, while the Senate has a tiny Democratic majority. So here's a closer look at the package of foreign aid. This is what it entails. The first bill is $61 billion for Ukraine, including defense, humanitarian aid, and cash to keep its government running. The second is $17 billion for Israel, including the replenishment of its Iron Dome missiles. There'll also be a vote on $9 billion in aid for Gaza and U.S. development efforts in the occupied West Bank. There's also an $8 billion for defense of U.S. allies in the Western Pacific, mostly for Taiwan. The U.N. Security Council has held a meeting on the worsening humanitarian situation in Sudan. It's been more than a year now since fighting began between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. The UN Humanitarian Office emphasized the profound impact of the conflict on children who endure lasting trauma. It's called on all parties to exercise maximum restraint and avoid further bloodshed.
On the Inside Story podcast, we're discussing whether a gathering of Somalia's federal leaders could pave the way for an end to divisions. The country has been unstable for more than 30 years. So how challenging is the path to Somali unity? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.